Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefónica's new CEO, Marc Mertra, is driving consolidation strategies in key markets across Spain, Germany, the United Kingdom, and South America. The Climate Transition Leaders Report praises Telefónica's impressive reduction in greenhouse gas emissions amid fierce industry competition. And a recent Telefónica study shows shifting commuter trends with more users opting for road transport over train travel.
Die Welt reports on Nokia's remarkable comeback driven by a strategic investment from NVIDIA. According to the article, Nokia's stock surged over 23% after NVIDIA announced a $1 billion investment, giving NVIDIA nearly a 3% stake in the Finnish company. The article explains that the partnership positions Nokia to be part of a global AI infrastructure alliance, focused on developing AI-driven radio access networks that can dynamically optimize performance and resource use. It details how Nokia is shifting from traditional hardware to intelligent software solutions, aiming to accelerate the development of 5G and 6G network software using AI chips from NVIDIA. Furthermore, the report highlights that despite differing analyst opinions regarding immediate profitability, the NVIDIA alliance is deemed a validating moment for Nokia's strategy to reestablish itself as a key tech player in the new AI era.
Handelsblatt.com examines Telefónica's strategic options under the leadership of new CEO Marc Mertra, who has set his focus on consolidating the business in key markets including Spain, Germany, the United Kingdom, and South America. The article outlines potential deals, with discussions in Germany about closer cooperation with 1&1, and in Spain hints at consolidating operations, notably with speculations around acquiring Vodafone Spain or Digi Spain. It also notes that the market is reacting to expectations of measures such as significant job cuts, dividend reductions, and a substantial capital increase aimed at financing the consolidation efforts. In the United Kingdom, the joint venture Virgin Media, O2 faces potential restructuring, while cost pressures and competitive dynamics continue to influence strategy. The report further details Mertra's pursuit of growth in emerging areas such as cybersecurity and defense, as the company repositions itself to generate new revenue streams beyond traditional telecommunications.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on a detailed evaluation of sustainability practices among leading global companies in the Climate Transition Leaders Report by Morningstar Sustainalytics. The report indicates that the most sustainable companies have aligned their business operations to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions compared to their competitors, resulting in a simulated warming range of 1.7 to 2.2 degrees Celsius, while competitors are on a higher trajectory of 2.3 to 4.6 degrees. In the telecommunications sector, the report highlights Telefónica, which achieved a management score of 73.6 by reducing 52% of its greenhouse gas emissions last year. This achievement is presented alongside other industry leaders such as Denmark's Vestas and France's Schneider Electric, emphasizing the competitive advantage accrued through proactive environmental strategies. The publication further compares the performance of these sustainable companies against broader market indices, underscoring that robust management practices have provided these firms with a significant edge in addressing climate change and reducing related risks.
NDR 1. Radio MV presents a headline that draws attention to shifting commuter trends based on a Telefónica study. The study indicates that an increasing number of commuters are choosing to switch from train travel to road transportation. Although the full text of the article is not provided, the headline itself reflects a focus on evolving mobility behaviors within the context of changing travel preferences. The reference to a Telefónica study suggests that research in this area is being driven by the company's insights into consumer trends. This topic highlights the broader impact of transportation choices on environmental and operational planning, as viewed through the lens of study findings reported by NDR 1 Radio MV.
The publication Heise.de features an in-depth analysis by Ben Schwan regarding future satellite communication capabilities in iPhones. The article explains that current iPhone models since the iPhone 14 support narrowband satellite functions, which are limited to services such as emergency calls and the sharing of location data without enabling full internet access. It is noted that the operational use of satellite functions requires a clear view of the sky, and the technology is currently available only under specific regional conditions in countries like the United States, various European nations, Japan, Canada, and others. The detailed report describes how Apple has been relying on Globalstar as its satellite partner, but it also discusses the potential for a change in this partnership if Globalstar is sold, possibly opening the door for collaboration with SpaceX and its Starlink service, as mentioned by the information. The article further highlights the introduction of an iMessage feature via satellite in select regions, available under iOS 18 and later, and looks forward to the anticipated launch of the iPhone 18, expected in the fall of 2026, which is projected to support 5G satellite connectivity, offering significantly enhanced throughput compared to the current capabilities. This comprehensive analysis from Hisa.de offers insights into how these anticipated advancements could reshape mobile communication, aligning with the broader trends of technological innovation and the evolving competitive landscape in the telecommunications industry.
In a recent development regarding regulatory measures, Hisa.de reports that the Bundesnetzagentur has published a draft of a new security catalog for telecommunications and data processing operators. The publication explains that this updated catalog is based on amendments to the Telecommunications Act, TKG, and is designed to align current security practices with modern technological standards, aiming to address both existing threats and new technology-driven risks. The article notes that the expanded scope now includes providers of messenger services such as WhatsApp, Signal, and Threema, which will be required to implement adequate measures for protecting communication confidentiality and personal data. Hisa.de further details that the regulatory approach categorizes operators into three distinct risk levels, with the highest category applying to 5G mobile networks due to their critical significance for digital infrastructure and the handling of sensitive information in critical sectors. Additionally, the article outlines that these specific 5G requirements include the need for identifying and certifying critical network components in collaboration with the Federal Office for Information Security, BSI, and enforcing a diverse supply chain to mitigate systemic risks. The publication concludes by emphasizing that these stringent requirements are part of a broader effort to enhance network security, particularly in light of evolving cyber threats and the increasing geopolitical risks associated with components from non-trusted states.
The article published by Chip.de, authored by Marcus Mandau, provides an in-depth review of competitor 1&1's new mobile network. The publication explains that 1&1, currently managing over 12 million customers, initiated public operations at the end of 2023 as an MVNO and is set to transition into a mobile network operator, requiring the company to serve its customers from its own network. The review highlights that the network is deploying a modern Open RAN approach, a decentralized structure where radio signals are transferred via fiber to nearby data centers instead of processing on-site hardware, which may result in long-term cost savings and improved flexibility. The article details that extensive tests conducted in collaboration with NetCheck revealed that despite the network performing better than initially feared, it still significantly relies on roaming agreements, primarily with Vodafone, due to its limited coverage footprint of around 1,500 active antenna sites compared to tens of thousands by established providers, which affects overall performance. Moreover, the analysis notes mixed results in quality parameters such as download speeds, voice call reliability, and performance in challenging environments like rail networks, while also indicating that planned network optimizations, including the forthcoming bidirectional handover and additional frequency spectrums, could potentially enhance the network's competitiveness in the near future.
Handelsblatt details Telecom's strategic pivot toward establishing data centers that support AI applications. The article explains that CEO Timotheus Höttges announced an ambitious project in Berlin, where alongside executives from SAP, Deutsche Bank, and Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger, he launched the initiative of an AI factory in collaboration with NVIDIA. This effort is marked as Telecom's first major investment beyond its core network business, with plans to build an AI data center in Munich that is projected to involve capital costs exceeding 1 billion euros. The report further elaborates that this move is meant to position Telecom as a leading European AI cloud provider, especially in light of increasing EU emphasis on digital sovereignty and the drive to secure funding for AI gigafactories. Analyst James Ratzer from New Street Research is quoted by Handelsblatt, noting that while data centers may provide the long-awaited growth spur in an industry that has plateaued in recent years, there is a risk if returns are not realized quickly enough to satisfy investors. Additionally, the article highlights the operational challenges faced by data centers, including the rapid obsolescence of servers and chips and the need for continuous technological upgrades. It also mentions that past experiences, such as the concerns following the Huawei-built data center in Bire, have led Telecom to pursue a more sovereign, future-focused strategy. Comparisons are drawn to Italian provider TIM, which has successfully established its cloud capabilities, underscoring the competitive landscape. Finally, the piece from Handelsblatt underscores that this venture is not only an investment in technology, but also a strategic legacy for Hotchkiss, whose contract ends in 2028, thereby marking a critical juncture in Telecom's evolution beyond traditional network operations.
In the competitor field, Telterif.de reports that Vodafone has abruptly discontinued its prepaid tariff, Kalia 1, after only half a year on the market. The article states that the originally launched Kalia 1, which was promoted as the successor to the former Kalia Classic, is now being replaced by a return to the Kalia Classic offer. Vodafone has ended the marketing campaign for Kalia 1 without providing a clear explanation for the reversal, and the tariff will no longer be available after 4th of November 2025, forcing potential users to act quickly if they wish to subscribe. The article explains that both tariffs share a billing structure based on actual usage rather than a fixed base price and are tailored for low-demand users. However, the pricing models differ, with Kalia 1 charging 1 euro per day of usage and Kalia Classic billing per unit of consumption, such as 3 cents per megabyte. In addition, the tariff benefits include features such as access to Vodafone's 5G network, WLAN calls, and EU roaming, along with a telephone and SMS flat rate within Germany, thereby ensuring that customers continue to enjoy essential connectivity even amidst the change. The transition highlights Vodafone's experimental approach with its prepaid offerings and reflects a strategic shift likely driven by lower-than-expected subscription numbers or profitability concerns. Overall, the article from Telterif.de provides an insight into how swiftly market strategies can change and underlines the importance of quick customer decision-making in the competitive telecommunications industry.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.